Blog Talk Radio.
I hope you are good. This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. And man, oh man, are we glad to hear hear this good music and know that you are here hanging out with us here on Solar Records Radio. Much love to all our brothers and sisters around the world. God is good all the time, and I am so blessed because of who you guys are and because of this music that was made for us back in the day. And it was just such a wonderful, wonderful thing that I had no idea until I got older how good the old school music was, right? And so that's why, you know, it's important that we live, right? You get to live, because through living, you get the experience, and through experience, you get knowledge, and with knowledge, you can do things. And so for me, the thing that I want to do is to play that music for us again every Thursday on Solar Records Radio. I get so excited to do that. It is such a blessing for me to do it. And I'm grateful to be here. Much love. What's up, Greg? What's up, Astrid? What's up? Don Fleming is in the house around the corner. Well, he's on the road, so he'll be calling in. Much love to all my friends, our listeners. What's up, Julianne? What's going on, pretty girl? And I want to give a shout-out to also Kimberly. And give a shout-out to Denise. Give a shout-out to Diane. And give a shout-out to Wanda. Give a shout-out to... I can't figure out how to say that name. But anyway, but you guys are awesome, and thank you so much. Some of the, you know, a lot of our listeners are overseas, and they have different types of names. So, and I apologize to my brothers and sisters around the world that I can't pronounce their name, but I'll get it together. I'll have someone come and help me and figure it out. But anyway, so listen, we want to get going and stuff. We want to have a great time with some good old school music. Kick back, relax. It is Throwback Thursday. This is the day before the weekend kicks off. So let's just have a good time, right? And be blessed and enjoy one another, all right? So here we go. I'm going to take you guys back to our girl. Remember her dad was Nat King Cole? Well, this is Natalie Cole on Solar Records Radio.
Fairy tale. Thank you.
And this is Wardell Pastrini. Listen, I wanna give you guys, I wanna give you like a love mix, okay? So we're gonna slow it down just a tad here, kick back, relax, and just enjoy this good music on Solar Records Radio. We love you, and appreciate you.
I don't just wanna know about any secret of yours. I wanna know about your special secrets.
Oh. and your lover leaves you, and you got nobody, a lonely hour, come over here.
Cry. And
think about you, girl. Chills run up and down my spine. And if my wish could come true, I've waited all day long like I thought it would be. Me loving you and you loving me. Oh, the door. Let me rub your back where you say it's sore. Come on, get closer and closer, so close to me. Let's get lost in each other. I'm in.
Teddy Pendergrass back in Philly. Oh, that's that Philly thing. I just want to say, I hope you enjoyed that mix. I wanted to do like I wanted to do a mix that was more loving and just and taking us back to the old school time. And my wife just looked at on my Facebook page and said that I started Simon grad school in 1973. She's like, 73? Boy, I was married and had kids. No, she didn't say that, but I was just saying, I was like, 73, that's a long time ago. She's like, no, I graduated in 69. 68, okay. But anyway, I tell you guys, it's good. I'm having a good time here. I hope you guys are good. And you know, bicentennial. See, I graduated in bicentennial year, so all this music was fresh and good, and just it was hitting back in the 70s, you know, and I was getting fresh. I was, you know, I started liking girls a lot in the 70s, and I was getting myself in trouble. I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And some of the other things I discovered in the 70s, I don't want to tell you, but it's just crazy how we, you know, I mean, it is what it is, right? And when I get to hear these songs, it reminds me of those moments. Like, oh my goodness gracious, I remember what I was doing when that song came out. And so, but anyway, I'm having a good time, and I hope you guys are too. Enjoy this good music as we're throwing it back here on Solar Records Radio, and hear New Birth in the background. Yeah, ooh, man, oh man, I just love it. I just love this music. So, but anyway, much love to everybody. I want you guys to go to my website when you get a chance, WardellPartsJr.com, and get some shirts, hats, cups, whatever you need, just to kind of help us out and support the show. We appreciate all the love we can get, and so yeah, WardellPartsJr.com or SolarRecordsRadio.com, same page, and see if you see anything you like, and maybe buy some music. If you like. So God bless you guys, and thank you so much for tuning in today. Let's enjoy this good old school music. Here we go, here we go.
Yeah.
down in the house.
You
Motown. I tell you guys, what's old school with that Motown? You can't have it. You just can't have it. And I'm so blessed because of the music that they did for us, man. How did they bless us? Whoa, that was just absolutely amazing. And but hey, listen, I just want to there was that Motown stuff, right? And it was just great, and like we were just talking about. And then, the time went on, and Solar got involved, and, Philly International got involved, and then, and it was just on, and everybody was hitting hard and stuff. And then when I heard this song, I was like, whoa, this guy is hitting it. But I'm going to play you a couple of slam jam hitting it hard funk tracks, okay? So if you want to get your cardio on, come on. This is it right here. Come on.
Just 'cause baby. Teddy, you guys be cool.
Sofa, sofa, Dolomite, ooh. Sofa, sofa, Dolomite.
I wanna live your mind.
Oh yeah, I told you guys that funk is so powerful. When these guys came out in the 80s and the 90s, it was just on. Late 70s, 80s, and 90s, it was on. And so there's another groove that I got to play for you because, this is my boy, Steve Arrington, drummer from Slave. Oh, my God, he became the lead singer. But this groove is just bad. I just want to see them perform. And, man, oh, man, I desperately want to get on the drums and play this song. It is a good one. Check it out.
You eat it for me. Summer's gone and love cannot be found. Where were you when I needed you last winter, my love? When the winter came, you went further south, parting from love's nest, leaving me in doubt. Where are you when I be found? Where were you when I needed you last?
Thank you, Stevie. Thank you, thank you. An amazing artist, amazing music. And you know, if you never got that album, Songs of the Key of Life, I'm telling you that you need to go purchase that. That's an investment in good music. And Stevie Wonder, I was really blessed to work on an album with him once, and just one time, and that was, you know, it's going to live with me for a long time, because you know, his abilities to do what he's done all of these years, and just as a young man starting out, just so amazingly, just so impressed and so blessed by him and what he's done. And thank you, Stevie, for your legacy, man. You really put it down. And I have a legendary radio station back in Southern California, and as well, and it's one of the biggest stations there. And so Stevie is just, he's just good. And and I love him, and I'm proud of him. And I just thank him for, you know, being one of the leaders of the industry and leading the way as a talent, as an artist, you know, and pushing his way through with his passion, blessed with. So thank you, thank you, thank you, my brother. We love you. Anyway, guys, so I want to, you know, I want to keep playing some more music for you here. And we got about another 32 minutes left in the show, and I'm just grateful for the opportunity. And so let's just kind of take it there, right? This is something, man, oh, man. I remember this song. We actually had the Brothers Johnsons on our show. We interviewed right after we lost one of the brothers. Thing, it's so sad because, you know, we actually wrote and when I say we, Ricky Freeze and myself wrote and a song for them on their new album. And and the brother, he really tore that bass up, and he was just amazing. Lewis Johnson is who I'm talking about. And Lewis just, I mean, he just really was just amazing on that bass. And I'm so sorry that he's gone. And but, you know, I guess that's life, right? We were born to die, and everybody gets their turn. And but some, you know, die so much younger than others, and it's hard to, as a human being, to not miss them, right? So anyway, one of their legendary hits right here on Solar Records Radio. This is Strawberry.
Over the sea, same with the
Thursday because the music is still awesome. Hey, listen, speaking of awesome, don't forget tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, tune in to Solar Records Radio as we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records. So come hang out with us talking about the Whispers, Shalimar, Lakeside, Dynasty, Collage, The Deal. Oh, man, all the groups that, you know, so many groups from Solar. Did I say Lakeside? And I guess I did. And just so many groups and stuff. And then we also have Mr. Don Fleming. So what's up, Mr. Fleming? How you doing? How you doing, buddy? How you doing?
I'm good. Right? How are you?
Good, man. Good, good. Nice to hear your voice, man. All is well here at the studio. We're just having a good time playing some good old school music, man, just reminiscing and stuff. So, nice to hear your voice and know you're well. I told them you're out on the road today working, so making things happen. Everything good? You feeling good?
I am, man. I'm ready to get ready and do the show tonight, but I apologize for not getting the chance to hang out with you today on your show.
Oh, it's all good. We can't expect for you to always be here, but we appreciate it when you are here, so thank you. For that. And what time is your show tonight?
It is 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so make sure you tune in tonight.
Did you see the new picture that was just posted by JoJo from the Mary Jane Girls?
The little she's like a model.
She just posted yesterday. She just posted. It's beautiful. Oh, my God. I'm like, JoJo, watch out, girl. Work your magic. I mean, she looks so beautiful. So you might be getting those girls on your show, right? You've been talking to them. You need to give them a call.
Man, I know.
Yeah. And it'd be nice, you know, it was good with Tiffany and JoJo because it was two different generations coming together, and Tiffany did the beautiful thing and the right thing and just, you know, took a hat off to JoJo and just lifted her up, and that was just beautiful to watch, man. And I appreciate Tiffany doing that because it's just respect, right? And love and respect. Mm-hmm. And that goes a long way, and I know that it made JoJo, I could hear it, how it made her feel, you know. So she says, when they told me your name, I could just hear your voice in your music. And that was like, whoa, really? She said, so yeah. And so every time I asked the question, she would be quiet and let JoJo go first out of respect. And it was just beautiful, man. So, but anyway, tomorrow we're celebrating the sound of Los Angeles, so come tune in with us and hang out with us. I really want Don Fleming's perspective because, you know, I've been doing it for so long and I was a part of creating that sound, but, you know, it's nice to hear like other people's perspective and what they hear and what they like, what played the songs that they like and not necessarily the songs that, you know, I play, but, you know, like what you play, Don, you kind of play a different type of music altogether, even in the old school stuff that you play like different versions. You have a total different feel for, you know, the stuff that I play. So that's why, you know, one of these days we got to let you do the Solar Show by yourself, because I love it when you did it before. I was like, wow, he's playing stuff I wouldn't even play. And so, but anyway, man, but I know you're a busy man, and God's blessing you and taking care of your family and doing your thing. So how's the weather in Little Rock?
It's cold. It is cold.
What's
definitely
cold? What's the temperature like? In the 40s, 30s?
Oh man, you're looking at around 45 degrees right now.
Is that's your high?
So, I mean, right now it's 40. So I think it dropped down to like 30 degrees.
Oh,
so it was
geez.
Pretty cold. Yeah, and you know the it was frosting. You know, you look at the grass in the front of the yard, and it's like, oh, that's straight up frost. So,
right.
But yeah, man, yeah. It's cold.
Okay.
It's cold, and it's all time right. To turn the heat on. You know, we hold off. You know, we hold off to like it really gets cold. Even if it's cold, cold, we don't have to turn the heat on. But it was like one of those things, like, okay, turn the heat on. So we got our sign to turn the heat on.
Yeah. Well, man, I'm I got the heat on as well here, and because it's the whole the whole northern part of the U.S. of A. just got a real big cold front from Canada. And it's come down as low as Texas, South Texas, where I am.
Mm-hmm.
And so the other night I put a blanket on my horse because the old horse, I just like, I'm just going to put this on you so you're not too cold. Cause the other horse has got more meat than him. He's just kind of, he's getting bony because you know how you get older and things, you know, you're not buff anymore. And so he's just getting skinny. And so I put a blanket on him and it was actually like a coat. And then I put that on, I just bought it. And I put it on him. My daughter kept saying, no, don't put that on him because his hair, he needs to grow his hair. If you put that on, his hair won't grow. I'm like, if I don't put it on him, he might not even survive. I got to put this on. My horse might get arthritis. So I put it on him, and then I took it off early in the morning. But, yeah, the weather is really taking a dip now. Here comes the winter, buddy. Here it comes. So you guys are getting ready for Christmas, I would assume. And so, like I said, please go to our store, Solar Records Radio, if you want to buy anything for any of your friends that love Solar. You could go to our page, Solar Records Radio. .com or WardellPotsJr.com and go to the shop and pick out some things, hats, shirts, sweaters, you know, records, even records. And my audiobook will be there soon as well. So I'm just waiting for a couple of other legal things before we drop it. And once that's taken care of, bam, we're going to drop that as well. And my audiobook is really about my story, becoming a professional drummer, just following your dreams. I mean, we all have our dreams, whatever they may be. And a lot of times we can be distracted from what God has put in us because of others, you know. And so you really have to really focus in on what it is that you feel that is something you're supposed to do. You feel, because it's like a passion. It's like you just want to do it regardless. And so, you know, once I discovered it, I never let it go. And still to this day, I'm still playing drums. So, and I discovered that when I was like 10 years old, 10 or 11. So it's, you know, I want kids to know. My book is really geared towards children that, you know, your dreams can come true. Dreams do come true. You know, it's up to you to follow it through. And so I just pray that it can be a blessing to someone, if only one. I would be blessed as well. But anyway, guys, all right, so we're going to finish up the show here for the day. Don Fleming, what time? Tell us about your show tonight.
Man, tune in tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, man. I'm gonna continue what Wardell did today. So
there you go. Yeah. I played a couple of tracks that I thought you would like by Johnny Gill, Rub Me the Right Way. Oh man.
Yo.
That's funky, man. Yeah, you the right. Wow, that when I stroke, woo, Lord, that is funky. And but anyway, we're going to get back here. I'm going to take you back. I'm going to take you way back again because I love to do that. This one right here, when I was a little kid, I was young. And I remember this song, man. And I get confused. Was it when I was like, I was young and I was like a young teenager and I was in the basement at a basement party, or was it with my mom and my aunties and uncles when they were all hanging out and they were playing cards and, you know, smoking cigarettes and had their stuff. They were partying up a storm, you know, and my cousins and I, we were partying too, but not like them. We were just glad to be together. And so when I hear this song, it makes me think of both of those things. But I think it more of my auntie and them, because as I was saying it, that's what it reminded me of. So here we go on Solar Records Radio with the Shy Lights. Have you seen
her? All right.
I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Why? to an end. I'm looking for a letter or something, or anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
All right. God bless you guys. Have a blessed and beautiful evening or afternoon, just depending on where you are in the region. Thank you for tuning in to Solar Records Radio and being the best part of Solar Records Radio. Good night. This is Wardell Potts, Jr.